Welcome to today's episode. Today we have a special guest from Business Sweden, Niklas Grybe, who have joined us in the studio today to tell us about his work at Business Sweden. Niklas Grybe, please introduce yourself.
Okay, thank you, Nikolai. I'm happy to be here. I'm 53 years old. I live in Åkersberga, north of Stockholm. Family of six, plus a cat. My background and I guess the reason why I'm here is that I've been working with IoT half of my life, almost 30 years. And I have done so from different parts of the industry, but also research institutes and now in governmental kind of role.
All right. And I understand that you've worked with IoT Sweden previously.
Yes,
Could you please tell us a bit about that?
Yes, I have, actually. I've been since the birth of the program back in 2013, 2014. I was part of writing the program application. And that from an industrial point of view, on how IoT could help mining, forestry, farming, autonomous solutions, and so on. So,
yeah, that was the beginning. And now we've set another direction for more the public sector, as you know.
Yeah, exactly. And that was really good because for Sweden to take kind of a leading position in all these areas, all these technology opportunities was a little bit tough. So I think we have, actually the program have made a very good kind of area to grow from.
You now work at Business Sweden. Could you please tell us a little bit about Business Sweden?
Business Sweden, yeah, that's a very special and exciting kind of a place to work from. Business Sweden actually is halfly owned by the government or the state, represented by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Then the other half of the company is represented by the industry or the Swedish Foreign Trade Association, which means big and mid-sized and small Swedish companies needing support for export and investments.
Okay, great. And could you tell us a little bit more about what your role at Business Sweden currently is?
My role, I'm a program manager within one of the seven ecosystems. We have divided our business into as many other organizations and companies related to different areas. We have smart industry, smart transport, smart energy, materials. And in that we have digital technologies, and I'm part of the program for digital infrastructure related stuff, and that is besides IoT, 5G, cybersecurity, data centers, and those kinds of areas. Then I have colleagues in my group looking into other big areas like AI and fintech and edtech and other stuff. So we have even if we are only 1/7 of Business Sweden, we have a lot of different areas to cover. But IoT is, I would say, the main area for me.
IoT is such a broad sector. Could you tell us a little bit about how you narrow it down, or do you narrow it down?
Yeah, this is a really good question. Sometimes we have to narrow down. Sometimes we have to broaden the perspective. We usually talk about kind of the horizontal view, which is then the technology itself, the standardization, the architecture and things to get the IoT solutions to work. Then we have all the verticals where we actually do the business, and that's autonomous solutions, energy, smart cities. Sometimes we talk about prop tech, so in both those dimensions.
Right.
Sometimes we have to go deep in technology to get intention and get the right circumstances to get a business. Sometimes we have to take the more broader perspective. It depends on.
So please tell us about what Business Sweden does.
Business Sweden, it's jointly owned by the state and the industry with the purpose to help Swedish companies to grow globally and internationally companies to invest in Sweden. So that's the two main objectives: help companies to grow abroad and to attract investments from the abroad to Sweden.
Why is the work that Business Sweden does important?
Sweden, as you know, is a small country. We are very export dependent. So we to be able to grow our business and tax money and competence, we have to work with partners abroad.
And how do you do that?
You could describe us as a consultancy company and combined with some governmental enabled services.
So within the consultancy services side of things, what do you do?
A lot of things dependent on the need from the companies. So where they are in their growth, it could be the first steps on establishing their go-to-market plan and priorities, and then also sales acceleration, market expansions, and a lot of things. The need they have while they are growing.
And what kind of companies do you like to interact with? Is it a startup that just started yesterday, or do you need to have some years behind you and some sales?
Basically, we are working with everyone. Of course, you need to be mature enough to have a plan and some competence and some funding enough to do the international expansion. But with that said, it could be a very small company, but also mid-size and even the biggest companies. Sometimes we do things together in different events and fairs and so on. We can do things with the biggest together with the smallest, because there is a kind of an ecosystem view on it.
All right. So basically, you can also help a company identify where they're at in their expansion abroad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to do that, we have less 45 different offices around the world. By that, we are able to help them to understand how the local market looks like and what conditions and what is needed to be successful. So that's the value, actually, that we are bringing: local presence and close to the market, together with other actors in a Team Sweden context, very mm-hmm. close to the embassies, usually.
In terms of investments, the other objective that was mentioned, the other track,
yeah,
so to speak, do you work in a similar fashion there, or?
Yeah, and in different areas as well. These days is a lot of attractions around battery factories and the supply of resources and competence in that area. It's a strong position that we have already, but there is a big interest to be part of that and invest in both money but also competence, which is a great opportunity. And that goes for other areas, traditional strong areas that we are constantly reviewing the situation and finding if there is possibility to grow.
So if I was a company contacting you and interested in expanding to another country, how would you start?
We have a lot of different ways of interacting. For this particular need, or this usually small company, we have a program called LEAP. A LEAP program, and that is free of charge. It is one of the subsidized activities, and it's a free days workshop. And you do that together with a few number of other companies with a similar kind of situation. And in that, we help to formulate the go-to-market strategy based on data-driven analysis, looking into to factors like market size, market fit, and so on. So we have developed a few tools based on the experience that we have seen from different markets to help. Many of the companies, they have already done this, and they have a fairly good view, but we could help them to have a second opinion and some reflections on why they have chosen a country or not. Sometimes they realize that they should go totally different place.
Do you explore data during the workshop? Do I need to do any preparations? That's my my basic question.
An IoT company is usually best on the data, what is needed themselves. But we could sometimes point out some obvious but not well-known sources of information. So that is provided, and how to get hold of that kind of information. Also pointing at directions to talk to experts and knowledgeable persons in different areas to help to broaden the perspective when you do the analysis. It's usually, it's never better than the data input that you give to analysis. So we will provide some more sets of data for doing that.
So you know what questions to ask and what questions to answer, basically, in terms of getting the right strategy going abroad.
Yeah, usually we have some good insights on things that has gone well, and sometimes when it's not so well, and we could help to sort out. And that is one of the reasons why they are turning to us, to shorten the time to market and hopefully learn a little bit of the mistakes.
So let's say I started and I've gone through the LEAP program. What's the next step?
There could be different possibilities. We have other programs. We have a Catalyst program, which is done, let's say, for the 10% best companies in a certain area that could do some more tailor-made project together with one or maybe a few of our offices, local offices, and to expand, to have the first customer meetings, maybe meeting partners, and maybe to validate some ideas into the market. That is really appreciated by those companies to get that opportunity. Otherwise, it's a broad range of activities that we could do. We could help out in the market validation. We could have partnerships search, finding the right partners in a market, something that we do quite a lot.
Do you have any good examples of companies that you've worked with recently?
Yeah, please remember that I'm still quite new, 8-9 months into the business, but already I've been participating in a few projects. And it could be, for instance, an IoT company trying to understand to how it works in Holland for a certain IoT application, and then we have had the office to help out to find right partners and also understand the market, because the housing market is not exactly the same. No. So they could point out the structure of a market and validate a few things. So that has been done. In other projects, we have been talking about the need for capital. So we have reached out in that case in US. So there are my colleagues in we have several offices in US, but in San Francisco, in that case, they have been helping out formulating an investment strategy for the company we are talking about. There, they have some ideas on how they would like to have an investment, and so we could help out with that discussion. So,
what kind of capital are you reaching for when you do that? Is it pension funds or venture capitalists?
That is one source, and in this case, it was a corporate venture. So they would like not only money; they would like to have involvement. Oh. And by that they gain some credibility in the market that they are in the IoT solution. So for that they outrule the kind of some of the capital intensive investors. They have a tailor made idea, and then we could help out to find them, approach and have discussions, the initial discussions on helping them with that investment. And then sometimes it would just find an office. A company would like to have an office in New York, and we could point to a direction, and sometimes they can even work at our offices. That is a service that we could provide initially for companies that haven't decided and have other things to do. So that we could help out with that as well.
Do you usually just work through the local offices, or do you participate in, for example, trade fairs and other events to meet actors?
Yeah, we do. A lot. The main activity is through our local offices because they have the knowledge and contacts and so on. But sometimes we do things together with different customers or, as you mentioned, the trade and events. We have a few of them that are recurrent. I know that you have been in IoT Solutions World Congress yourself, and we are looking into that. Otherwise, we are looking into the Mobile World Congress. We have other events, and this is from the digital technology ecosystem. We have an event in Helsinki called Slush, and we have one in Portugal, Web Summit. So those are the biggest where we have a presence, a pavilion or a stand. But we will participating in others as well. There are many events going on. It seems like the two last years of lockdowns have created a big need and interest of events. So you could spend all days on events if you would like. We are not able to do that. We have to make a choice there. So, but
if you're a company, should you go on these events?
The question would be if you have a solution and you would like to market it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if for the right event, that is an excellent opportunity. But then you could decide maybe if you should, what you should do at the event. And because there are different options. And we are offering an alternative solution to that. We usually have events that is a pre-event, or we have events at the events, that when we are bringing in our friends and in the embassies or local trade associations, that we could do things off-site.
But you can come collaborate with you, basically.
Yeah, so that is usually the best way that we could help to add on to the events itself, to create the environment, to bring in interests set up meetings and discussions.
That's great. We're reaching the end of this interview, but it would be nice to kind of hear what your key call to action is. What would you like the audience to do when they listen to this? Could you please tell us a little bit about that? We spoke about this a little bit earlier.
Yeah, the purpose of the main objective for our organization is to help companies going abroad. So I would like to get in contact with all the companies behind the excellent project that is running within IoT Sweden. I would like to understand who they are, where they are, and what they need to do going abroad. So that would be a very important and interesting point from my view. Doing so, we would like to put Sweden into the leading position, as it was meant to be in the early program, to have Sweden as the leading IoT country. So beside the companies themselves, we would like to really show what we are doing with this program and all the good project and initiatives. We should make sure that this is seen abroad. So we attract maybe countries with a similar situation, and they would like to come to us to understand how have we done this, and by that we are generating new opportunities for the companies behind the solutions.
Are you also interested in showcasing maybe, for example, the projects that we run within IoT Sweden and the way that they have been working to develop new solutions, even though they might not be a company behind it today, just to showcase these good examples? Yeah. Of how we've dealt
absolutely
with challenges.
Absolutely. And we have lots of opportunities to show this into different groups. We have delegations coming more or less every week from different parts of the world. And we are creating programs for them to see and learn about how what we are doing and what companies we have and opportunities. So it's and in that discussion, it's very important to make sure to explain how can you interact. It's not only to showcase and demonstrate, but also give a good understanding how can you as a foreign entity or organization take part of that, and what can they bring to be valuable.
Well, with that, I think it's time to end the interview, and I thank you so much for your visit to our studio. And I guess I will be invited you again, Niklas, because you seem to have a lot to tell us about how Swedish solutions can reach beyond the Swedish borders. Thank you, Niklas.
Thank you, Nikolaj.